Two suspects face arraignment today in the shooting death of a 14-year-old boy in Dorchester this weekend. Boston police say the victim, Nicholas Fombe Davis, was not in a gang, but the suspects are known gang members. Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis is mounting what he calls a coordinated response against the gangs allegedly involved, but the Reverend Bruce Wall is calling for a more comprehensive plan to prevent violence. He's the pastor of Global Ministries Christian Church in Codman Square and joins us this morning. Reverend Wall, why is the commissioner's coordinated response plan not enough? What should the city be doing differently from your point of view?
Well, right now, what we know that the city is doing is that it's reacting to every shooting, and I don't think that that's where we should be going. What we should have done is that we should have planned a year ago. We should have anticipated that this happens during this time of year, and because since 2005, we've had a 10-year high of homicides in 2005, it's been escalating since then. So I'm looking for a comprehensive plan where we bring in an outsider who doesn't have any ties really to our city, to any politician, to any pastor, and somebody who would come in to study what's happening in our city, look at the root causes, the systemic issue, and then help us to chart a new course for Boston in fighting crime.
That won't affect youth violence, though, this summer, will it?
Well, it won't affect youth violence because it will take about a year and a half to develop the plan. But in the process of developing the plan, it will hopefully galvanize everybody to come to the table, because we don't really have everybody at the table. As we know, there are people with all types of opinions as to how we need to do this. There are people who are not at the table with the city, and that's causing part of the problem.
And you think that what the city needs to do, instead of reacting to individual incidents, is formulate a more comprehensive plan that'll help us down the road?
Bob, I hate to say it this way, but it's going to take us 5 years to stop what you see happening right now in our city and another 5 years to stabilize. You're looking for 10 years of hard work in this city to address this issue.
Let me ask you about this summer. Are you then saying that the city is not prepared to deal with the violence that may or may not be coming this summer, after the shooting this weekend that we've already talked about?
The city is not prepared for this, and police officers are talking to me without letting the commissioner know that they feel that they cannot and we cannot arrest our way out of this. The more we arrest, the more young people go away. The more young people who go away, they'll come back with quarries. With quarries, it's hard for them to find jobs. They're going to get right. They're going to get right back in trouble.
Quarries, just for people who don't know, are the criminal records that pop up when people go to look for jobs and there are searches about their records.
Right. So when you have police officers saying to you, good police officers, and they're doing the best that they can, but they're saying we cannot arrest our way out of this. We need the community to walk with us and to work with us. But because it's happening all over the city and because the city is only reacting, right now we do not have a plan for the summer. And the only plan that I've heard is we're going to get you and we're going to make arrests. That's not stemming the tide because it's cropping up everywhere.
Let me ask you to respond to something that Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis said specifically yesterday. He said violent crime and property crime are down significantly this year over last year, but added that there's been an upsurge in shootings, which he said are the result of gang activity. Doesn't that say to you that it is worth Boston Police focusing on gang activity?
They need to focus on gang activity, but that's only one part of the problem. Years ago, Deputy Superintendent Paul Joyce identified the gangs, and he started something called the Summer of Opportunity. And he actually put a number of these young people to work at John Hancock, and each of them had a executive who served as a mentor. Again, that's only one part of the problem. The other part of the problem is working with Tina Cherry. Tina Cherry, with her Peace initiative and helping all the mothers to bury their children, her funding has been cut. She is single-handedly holding and walking a lot of these parents through the process of burying their children and then learning how to recover. Her agency needs support. It needs to be funded. And again, she's one of the components that needs to be at the table to address this issue. I think when people like me make these types of statements, the city wants to shut us down and not bring us to the table. So the city is missing a number of people who could help because we're making strong statements saying Boston is in trouble.
what do you suggest that city officials, that police officials do about this summer if arresting your way out of the problem, as you put it, is not the solution from your point of view?
The police have said that we need to continue to do what we're doing, which is actually patrolling 10 blocks around our church and patrolling the business district. They said if I could secure Codman Square with my help, and Reverend Rivers could take Four Corners, which is right next to Codman Square, and if Minister Don could take Grove Hall, and if the pastors could take the area where their churches are located. For example, if I find out that there are drug dealers in an area and they're controlling the streets, we go over to that street and we address it. And if all of the pastors took their parishes or took 10 blocks or 5 blocks around their churches, that may not solve the problem, but at least it will stem the violence until we can put a plan in place.
Last question, Bruce Wall. Do you think Boston, despite the efforts to combat youth violence that may or may not be taking place, is in for a bloody summer?
I first am going to commend the police officers in our city for doing an unbelievable job. I don't know if we're in for a bloody summer. I think what we've experienced right now has been bloody enough.
Reverend Bruce Wall, pastor of Global Ministries Christian Church in Codman Square, thanks a lot for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.